In 1984, Ginny Gilder won an Olympic silver medal in quadruple sculls and is now a co-owner of the WNBA Seattle Storm. She writes of these and other accomplishments in Course Correction, a story of rowing and resilience in the wake of Title IX. Ginny Gilder, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
In the prologue of Course Correction, you write of being a 16-year-old watching your first rowing event, the head of the Charles Regatta, this way. I stood on the Boston shore of the Charles River watching a meandering race, the synchronic back and forth of rowers' bodies, the fluid controlled motion, the play of light on rippling water and polished wood, and I was a goner. I wonder if in rowing you saw an opportunity to escape the turmoil in your own family.
The moment that I saw my first rowing show, I don't think I was thinking about escape. I was mesmerized by the entire scene. It was so beautiful. And I think after that, once I started rowing, it became an opportunity to leave part of a life I wanted to leave behind.
Be a little more specific, if you can, about what you were trying to leave behind, because I think it's necessary to our understanding of where you eventually went.
Well, I grew up in a family, New York City, that was pretty successful. My father was a stockbroker, was doing really well. This was the late 60s. My mom was an immigrant. Their marriage fell apart. My mom had a drinking problem and an undiagnosed mental health issue. And about a month after my father left her, she tried to commit suicide, and my older sister and I walked in on her attempt and had a physical battle with her to take the pills and the bottle of alcohol away from her. Mm-hmm. And it was a tough place to live with my mom. And by the time I went to boarding school, I was trying to be somebody else, looking for a way to be somebody else and not have to think about what had happened in my earlier life.
You found your way to be somebody else, as you put it, when you went to college. You went to Yale, and there was a guy present your first day who was saying, "Hey, rowers, come on over here. Show me what you got."
There weren't many women rowers at that point. It was the fall of 1975. The Montreal Olympic Games were a year later, and that was the first time that women's rowing was going to be in the Olympics. It was really a nascent sport. And that guy was the coach of the Yale women's crew, and he was looking for what he thought the perfect rower could be. But certainly back then, they were looking for warm bodies.
You participated in a 1976 demonstration that challenged the Yale Athletic Department regarding Title IX, a law that had been passed in 1972. It was a demonstration featuring not only politics but partial nudity. What do you remember most vividly about that day?
We had two women on our crew. That was my freshman year, a woman named Ann Warner and another named Chris Ernst, who were training for the 1976 Olympics. But at the boathouse, there were only locker room facilities for the men. So after our practices, we would have to wait for the men to take their showers. Chris was upset, and she and Annie were talking about how they could get the message across. And Chris said, "Oh, how about going into Joni Barnett's office?" She was the head of women's athletics. "And taking off all our clothes." And Annie looked at her and really probably grinned pretty gleefully and said, "I dare you." 19 women went into Joni Barnett's office and took off all our clothes.
And it worked.
It worked really well. I think pretty much the next year they were working on it.
You medaled in Los Angeles in 1984, but you qualified for the Olympics in 1980 as well. That was the year the U.S. boycotted the Games. And you write that President Carter's decision, quote, "demonstrated profound ignorance of the purpose and promise of the Olympic movement." It sounds as if you're still holding a grudge.
You know, I don't hold a grudge. I'm sorry he did it, but I was really glad when President Obama had a chance to make a different kind of choice and did something different. So I'm glad that no one else has chosen to boycott the Games for a reason like Carter did.
It's only in the epilogue of the book that you mention your current connection with basketball. You're one of the co-owners of the WNBA Seattle Storm, and you describe assuming that position as, quote, "finding my way home to sports." What led to that endeavor?
I had a very good friend who had been involved in the Seattle Reign years before. We sat around and we talked about why we would want to do this. We thought the Storm was a huge community asset, and when I became an owner, my wife bought me Basketball for Dummies. I knew so little. Now, I've learned a lot more since then. And I thought, if I could help make a difference in the realm of women's sports by working on the professional side, I wanted to do that.
Ginny Gilder is the author of Course Correction, subtitled A Story of Rowing and Resilience in the Wake of Title IX. Ginny, thank you very much for joining me, and good luck to you in the storm in the upcoming WNBA season.
Thanks very much, Bill. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.